I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom, wgxc.org, for more information about any of these stories. Andrea Macko reports at Porcupine Soup that as a horrific police beating video is released in Memphis, in Greene County, Hunter Mountain officials took down a photo they posted of the East Coast Police Winter Games from January 18th and 19th. The image removed showed skiing officers displaying thin blue line flags. Hunter Mountain posted on social media that, quote, in celebrating the 27th annual New York Police Department ski races, a photo including thin blue line flags was posted. Feedback on the post was swift, leading us to remove the photo and work to better understand its undertones and meaning. We will continue to have conversations about this internally and do better to ensure that inclusivity is conveyed and celebrated in all that we do, unquote. The group Anti-Racist Catskills thanked Hunter Mountain on social media, writing, quote, we hope that your actions to remove these photos show a good faith effort to do the right thing and was not merely an attempt to cover hide your actions, unquote. Other comments on social media attacked Hunter Mountain for removing the photo. Read more about the story at Porcupine Soup. Rachel Silberstein reports in the Times Union that the Schoharie County government is defying a state order to reinstate their health director. Dr. Amy Gildemeister was unanimously approved for a new contract by the County Board of Health, but the Supervisors Board has refused to authorize her salary because she enforced mask mandates and advocated for vaccines during the COVID-19 pandemic. Gildemeister's previous term ended on January 21st, and Gildemeister had been going into the office since then, as directed by Acting State Health Commissioner James V. McDonald, who in a January 12th letter advised that only members of the County Health Board, not legislators, have the legal authority to appoint or remove a county health official. Quote, finding no evidence that the Schoharie County Board of Health engaged in the required removal proceeding or provided Dr. Gildemeister an opportunity to be heard, I must also find that the Board of Supervisors' attempt to remove Dr. Gildemeister is null and void as a matter of law, unquote, McDonald wrote. But this week, Gildemeister's access to her office has been restricted. A spokesperson for the State Department of Health says the agency will take enforcement action against the Schoharie County Board of Supervisors. More than half of the state's county public health leaders have left their jobs since the start of the COVID-19 health crisis, including, in recent weeks, the health directors in Columbia and Greene counties. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Heather Bellow reports in the Berkshire Eagle that Great Barrington's Select Board Housing Subcommittee Chair, Lee Davis, is proposing a real estate tax break for anyone who offers year-round affordable rentals on a portion of their property. If the Great Barrington Board approves the idea, the proposal could come before town voters in an annual town meeting in May. Officials are looking at an affordable housing rental exemption in Provincetown as an example of one way to help the affordable housing crisis locally. Davis said, quote, it encourages affordable housing within neighborhoods and it's a scattered sites approach, unquote. The entire area has seen soaring housing prices in recent years and a shortage of affordable housing. Davis also wants the town to consider levying a 0.5% to 2% fee on some real estate transactions to add to the town's affordable housing trust fund. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. And read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org.